Section 8.0, Free Weights versus Machines. Another important aspect of your training routine that should be stressed is that the majority of your resistance training should be comprised of free weights, which are dumbbells, barbells, and other free-weighted objects, as opposed to machines. The reason machines take up so much space in today's gyms is that they give the place a clean, modern, technology-advanced look, so people think that the gym is better. The reality is that machines are far less effective for getting results than good old-fashioned free weights. To keep your workouts interesting, realize that your free weights don't always have to be dumbbells or barbells. Some of the most intense, functional, result-producing workouts can be done with kettlebells, sandbags, locks, boulders, etc. Use your creativity and you'll be rewarded with results. If you're looking for some creative ways to use odd objects and other hardcore methods to do your strength training, then you should check on the Underground Strength Coach site. Free weights allow you to follow your body's natural line of motion and require that you stabilize the weight, whereas machines stabilize the weight for you and restrict you to a fixed path of motion. Essentially, machines are doing a portion of the work for you, making your workout less effective. In addition, an over-reliance on machines for your weight training can make you prone to injury in the long run due to neglecting your important stabilizer muscles. Take, for example, a free weight barbell squat versus a Smith machine squat. During the free weight barbell squat, your core musculature must provide significant stabilization of your body, especially in a front squat or overhead squat. Now contrast that with doing squats in the Smith machine, where the weight is already stabilized for you, taking away any core strengthening benefits, and also putting you in a fixed up and down path, which is not the natural path your body should take, thus placing your spine in a potentially dangerous position. This concept of free weight training goes for everything, including ab training. Bottom line, if you want better results from your workouts, stick to free weights for the majority of your routines. I will admit that I'm not 100% anti-machines. I think certain select machines can be incorporated at times and benefit your training. One idea you can use to break out of a training plateau is actually to use a 2 or 3 week cycle of using almost all machines, and then return to a free weight-based program after that for the majority of your time. If you really like certain machines and don't want to give them up, at least always make sure that free weights make up at least 90% of your exercises. When I say machines, I mean something that's locked into a fixed path. Take note that I don't consider cable exercises as machines. Therefore, cable exercises such as lat pull-downs, horizontal rows, or cable bench presses from a stability ball can be beneficial. While on the topic of core stabilization, I want to emphasize to any misinformed fitness enthusiasts that a weight belt should not be worn at any time during any of your weight training routines. Unless you're performing a max or near-max lift in one of the spine-loading lifts, such as a squat or a deadlift. The theory behind a weight belt is that it pulls in on your abdominal wall to aid in supporting your spine during a very heavy lift. The problem is that if you use a weight belt all the time, you actually weaken your core musculature since you take away the work that they are intended to perform. Hence, you could set yourself up for a back injury in the future. You don't know how many times I see misinformed guys walking around the gym for their entire workout wearing a lifting belt. Poor souls. Bottom line, don't use a lifting belt unless you're a competitive power lifter, performing a max or near max squats or deadlifts. You're actually doing more harm than good if you use it for anything other than that.